In him was life, and that light was the light of men. Those who dwelt in darkness have seen a great light. The word of God is life. The word of God brings light. Experience the wisdom, presence, and the power of Jesus Christ through the ministry of his servant, Jonathan Lagan. Welcome to Pneumatech.
Wave your hands, close your eyes, and magnify him. Just reference the Lord with your eyes closed and with your hands lifted. We're talking about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Master of the entire universe. Lift your hands and tell him what it means to you. Can you just forget about what is around you, who is around you? And in reverence before the King of Kings, express your love to him in your words. Express your love to him. Worship him in spirit and in truth. In truth means the reality of who he is. And in spirit, for who he really is. Lift your voice and magnify him. If you can, open your mouth and just worship him in the spirit. If you can, express it in other tongues. He's a miracle, your name. He's the Son of God, your name. He's the mighty God. And how great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will sing how great is our God. Lift your voice, open your mouth, sing with me. Lift your voice. listen to this. Say your name is higher above all the names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. Your name is higher above all the names. Your name is Jesus. Your name is Lord. You today, we lift up your name higher than every other name. There's none in heaven and on earth besides you. From generation to generation, you remain God. We have not heard in history that anyone arose to compete with you or to challenge the authority of your throne. And we worship you, we exalt you. And tonight, Lord, let there be an avalanche of your glory in this place. Can you lift your hands, eyes closed, and just be still? Just keep playing. Just soak for a minute or two in this atmosphere. Open your hearts and ready to receive from Jesus. And imagine him standing before you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, do a quick work in our midst. And do a new thing in our lives. Let every one of us be submerged in your glory like never before. Glorify your name in this place. Thank you for your power to heal, to save, to deliver, to bless. Thank you for mighty things that you will do today. And we praise you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Now give the Lord the biggest hand of praise that you can. Come on, clap like you know he is God. You are not clapping for Muhammad. You are not clapping for Buddha. You are not clapping for Harish Krishna. You are not clapping for the gods of Africa. You are clapping for Jesus. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Please take your seat. I want to be as fast as possible because tonight is an overflow night. Amen. So I want us to get ready to receive what the Lord has for us in the name of Jesus Christ. And please, can I just say this? Help me celebrate God for the musicians on stage, the ones that have played before now and the ones that will play. Thank you so much. Sorry about that thing. I saw you people struggling with. Is it done now? Amen. Please celebrate God for Minister Sarah. Please do that better for her. Amen. Such an amazing woman of God. Thank you so much for the strength to even do what you are doing. Amen. The secret is between me, you, and your husband. And anybody will get here to hear. But we give God all the praise. Thank God for your life. Amen. And I recommend her. If you are looking for a worshiper par excellence, I recommend her for any meeting whatsoever. Amen. I think we need to work on your coming to Maiduguri now. Amen. But I think your husband will come before you somehow. Maybe somehow, here and there. And the husband is beside her. He's been the one playing the drums. Please help me celebrate God for Minister Calvin. Amen. Now, I honor you not just because of your musical skills, but because I know you are a man of God. Alright? And anytime you sit there, it's not for us to forget that there's the grace of God on your life. And I just thank God for you and your wife and the great things that God is doing. And we know that God is taking you from glory to glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I would have said more, but I don't want to say this one on the mic. Amen. So I'll keep it and pray I forget, because if I remember, I'm coming for you. Amen. It's good to see every one of us again. Are we ready for tonight? Tonight is going to be the beginning of the overflow. And then tomorrow is going to be the overflow. Amen. And we bless the Lord for what he did yesterday. I also want to thank God for Pastor Tolu, who is here. I was watching while you were leading worship. I was watching it on my, you know, while I was getting ready to come. Thank you for being a blessing. Please give him a big. God bless you. Thank you so much. Did you come with your wife, or she's okay? She was watching you online too. Amen. Hello, Mama. Amen. Thank you for blessing us. Amen. And thank God that Pastor Timmy is here again. Amen. So tomorrow you will stay long. The one you didn't do on Friday, you will add it, and tomorrow you even get tired. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for being here. And I want to say a big thank you to those who traveled from different parts of the north around to be here. There's a friend of mine, a dear friend who came from Kaduna. I don't know if he's here. Wing Commander Jantiku was here yesterday. Perhaps he's on his way here. And so many other people who traveled. Two of our music ministers from Maiduguri came. Yesterday I introduced Minister Nathan, who is here again with us. Please give him a big God bless you. Amen. Do they know that you are married with two children, as young as you are looking? Amen. They're eating food, not milk. I mean, they're eating. Thank you for being here. And there's Minister Chijoke as well. Thank you. We're talking after the meeting last night, you know, and he told me I will be around today. Amen. He was supposed to be here yesterday, but he told me it was a blessing for why he wasn't around. You know, when you couldn't come because a blessing came, may that be your story. In the name of Jesus Christ. And thank you for being here with us again. And also my friend and my dear brother, Minister E. Daniels, who is here. Amen. I'm not afraid or ashamed to say my dear friend and brother. Amen. He's a great man, and God has lifted him and is lifting him. But I thank God that we have the privilege of sharing a very wonderful relationship. Amen. You know, there are people you know, and you'll be afraid to say my friend and my brother because of the celebrity status. Yeah, but there are some people who have found a way by the grace of God to rise with humility. And I think that's what is modeled in his life. Thank you. Very simple and humble man, and filled with the grace of God. Really filled with the grace of God. Really, really filled. In fact, I think there's so much more that has not been seen about your life. And you are just a blessing. Not only to Nigeria, but even to the nations of the world. Amen. And we just thank God for your life. And today we decided with him that I'll preach first. Then he will come up. So we can all dive into the river together. Amen. And so you have extended time to just worship. Is that okay? So we had that coup. We plotted that coup just here. Amen. And I know he's so ready for what God wants to do through him. Thank you so much. And I want to say this because the Lord instructed me to say it before I get to preach a little bit. You know, I want us to really learn by the grace of God to cultivate strategic destiny relationships. Now, the understanding that many people have about building relationship is mainly transactional. And that's, you know, there's something for that relationship to offer you. That's why you are keeping the relationship. Alpha, how are you? I saw this, your beers. Amen. Abuja. All right. But I'm happy to see you. After this program, I'll circumcise you again. I'm sorry. Okay. So I want you to learn by the wisdom and the grace of God to know how to build relationships, and don't build relationships just because of what you will get. Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loves at all times, at all times, at all times. Listen, some of the greatest relationships that are needed for you to achieve destiny, when they start, they will not look like what God will use them to do. There are many people you meet now that are not yet in their glory season. And God privileged you to meet them now because He's about to lift them. And so you need discernment by the Holy Spirit to see those that God has connected to your life, to your destiny, and then build it with effort. Proverbs 18:24 says, a man that wants friends must himself be friendly. If you want to build a relationship, you need to learn how to invest in it. Blood, sweat, and tears, and resources. The idea of transaction, that's the reason why we do, our relationships don't last. How many of us have relationships solid of up to 10 years at least? At least 10 years you have been keeping it all, and it's going. Not the one that you have fought 12 times in 1 year. And they say, friends always call. It's not true. No. We twist that. That thing is stretched out of context. No. Misunderstandings happen in relationship, but we misunderstand to understand better. We disagree to build stronger agreement bonds. When there is a misunderstanding between two people, okay, I know this is what he doesn't like. This is what I don't like. And then we can now, from that misunderstanding, build mutual understanding and agreement. So the bond becomes stronger after the conflict. And the higher you go together, the lesser you will disagree, because mutual understanding is growing. You now know the person. And the Lord said I should talk to us about that before I start sharing from this, what he told me to talk about today. We need to learn that. Because you will not fulfill destiny alone. Some of you carry graces and mantles that need a crowd of people to help sustain. Some of you have ministries and visions that you need a lot of people, not just some. So great was the destiny of David that the Bible says in 1 Chronicles 12:22 that men, helpers came to him day by day. That's the size of his destiny. This rise alone, do it, it will not work. And let this be a direct message first to those of us in Abuja, the city of commerce and transaction, that is now looking like Lagos. Everything is for something. Everything is for, you will not go far like that. Believe me. I know this, you know, long time you heard this kind of message. That's how you know this is the truth. Even in ministry, there are pastors who will never befriend you except you invite them to preach. That's not friendship. A friend loves at all times. Whether there's program or not, we are together. It's the destiny of David and Jonathan. Sometimes I come to town, it's not program. I will sneak and go and see Minister Idanel. Are you around, sir? Are you free? Yes, sir. Pia! I go there. And we gist and laugh together. Because beyond the stage, there is a connection. And we need to learn to build that. If any small thing gets you offended, and because of too much offense, you can't carry on with a relationship, you are not ready to go far. You know, sometimes the reason why I have to forgive is because when people offend me or, you know, do all kinds of things, I get angry. I'm a man of God, okay? I get angry and feel pain. You know, people feel they're men of God, and I lie. I'm not a superman. I'm a man. When we finish this night now, I will be as hungry as you are. as tired as you are, with headache that needs sleep. Because me, I don't take Panadol. Amen. But the reason why I have to forgive people and forbear with them, especially when I know this relationship, I really cannot do anything about it because God brought it. So I have to sacrifice to keep it. It's because I ask myself a question. Okay, me that's getting angry because people offend me. How many times do I offend God in a day? No, let's think about your life. How much God is putting up with you. You know how terrible you are. Even you don't understand yourself. So if God can put up with us, why can't you put up with others? The Bible instructs us to forbear. Colossians chapter 3, when you read from verse 12 to 14. The Christian life is not just charisma and gifts. No. There's a place of character. And character is essential in building relationships. And I don't know the next time you'll hear this again, maybe till December when there's Christmas. But let this sink in your head. As God is moving in our midst and as God is preparing us for greatness and many, many people altering your lives for great places in destiny, understand the value and importance of relationship and don't be transactional about relationship. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Invest in it, whether it returns or not, as long as you have discerned the purpose of that relationship. The relationships you invest in, not because of what you gain, over time, the rewards are consistent. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's like crops. If you plant corn, after a few months, it gets ripe. You pluck it, boil it, eat. If you like it with coconut, you eat. If you like it roasted, you eat. Some of you are nodding your head. I'm touching your appetite, but say, Apostle, yes. Some of you are even wonderful you can eat it raw, like the disciples of Jesus. Amen. And that's the end. You'll have to plant another one again. But mango, for 2 years, no fruit. But 3 years, and above, it starts yielding fruit. And a mango, you will not need to plant another one. It can keep yielding fruits for more than 50 years. Those are the two kinds of relationships. If you want to be transactional about everything in your life, well, you have to keep planting again and again. And so many of your relationships will be short-lived. And let me tell you, the devil's attacks only comes in the days when you are alone and isolated. And he will wait for those days. Even if it takes 20 years, he will wait. Since you are transactional about everything, he will just leave you. A day will come when you've not done anything, and then he will come at you. And that will not be somebody's testimony in Jesus' name. But as you start in life, learn to trust God. It's a good prayer you pray. As you pray for favor, pray, Lord, grant me the privilege of connecting with strategic relationships, destiny relationships. Not all relationships will give you money. There are some people that will be your greatest burden bearers in your days of adversity. There are some problems in this life that money cannot solve. There will be seasons in your life where everybody will misunderstand you. That has nothing to do with money. At that time, you will need even just one person to believe you. That's your friend that you have been doing like this, that's the day you will need that person. There are some people that God has sent into our life as prayer partners. You know, the first 2-3 times you met with them, twice they had a vision about you. And you throw that kind of person away because they are not driving a GLK. Is it not one vision that can save you from death? I saw an accident, don't travel, you don't travel. And then, or the road you were supposed to travel, they kidnap people there. But because a vision was seen. I remember, I won't call the name, but a few years ago, I met somebody in Abuja here, and a big shot, you know, an entrepreneur. And one day, months later, as I was praying, I had a vision about a very popular music artist in this country, gospel music, if I call the name, and I saw the person pregnant. And I saw the person bleeding. I said, what is this? I said, who do I know to this person? I thought I didn't know anybody, but then I remembered this man. So I called the man because there is a meeting they used to do in Lagos, and then they invite all these artists every month. You know, it's a small meeting, but you know when 20 people gather and 19 of them are millionaires. And long story short, that's how that woman was saved. Because as at the time I was giving him that vision, she had just gotten married. Some of you will now start knowing the person. And today, she may not know. And I tell you, when I saw that thing, I took days to pray. But see how relationships can save somebody. There are times when God will not deliver you, he will tell you to run. And at that time, he will send somebody with a car to carry you to run. God spoke to Joseph, take this young child to Egypt. That child is Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He would have just disappeared or make Pharaoh, a Herod die. God said, no, there are times when deliverance is by running. And it was Joseph who took the child away. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. In addition to all God will do for you in this conference, may God grant you access to destiny relationships. Some of you are one relationship away from being lifted completely out of poverty. May God open that door for you this season. In the name of Jesus Christ. For some of you, may God give you somebody who just likes you for who you are. And then you discover that they have enough substance to bless you. You know, you want to do a program, you write letter to this one. Please support this one, support. You send message to this one. God can just bring somebody who you didn't read to write anything to. The person just heard that you are doing program. And the money is sent for the entire program. The entire program. You know the kind of praise you sing. Your name is higher. You know, there are some kind of alarms you see that you will sing. Everybody's a singer. It depends on what is in your account. Amen. And I'm by that not saying that your praise must be only by financial. No. That's just to tell you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And I'm praying it again, especially for those of us with ministries. May God cause silent helpers to walk into your life. Nobody will even know this person exists. For years, they are just there. But they are the strength of 100 men put together. Receive it in the name of Jesus. People that just like you, it's not your stage name they like. It's not your social. They just love you. God connected. And as I'm praying that God will favor you to bring them, I'm also praying that God will give you the wisdom to keep those relationships. Because some of you that have rich friends might have been deceived to think that rich people don't need something. So there's no need. What will I give to this one now? One day the Holy Ghost will, the person will have a need. And the Holy Ghost will whisper to you. Buy kose and send it. Package it or fry kose and send it. To you it is nothing. But at that time the person had that need. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Years ago, I met somebody, wonderful man, prayed and everything, wonderful. And, you know, we had a very good first time meeting. And then a few weeks later, somebody told me it was his birthday. I said, wow, what will I do? I was broke that time. Amen. And so I used my last money to do cake. And then they sent the cake. And I got somebody who was close to him to take the cake to him. Now, that was his birthday. So his wife had just flown in and they were discussing, and he was telling the wife he just met somebody recently. Wonderful. And was just talking about me. And then here comes the man with my cake. And he said, you see, honey? That relationship now is almost 6 years. And you know, there are helpers and there are helpers. There are helpers and there are helpers. May God give you helpers. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Cake. How much is that cake? The Holy Ghost will just, it will just witness to you. Even as I'm talking, it may just be telling you, talk to this person by your side after the service, but you are concerned about your hair that you have been wearing for how long. Are you hearing me? This, what I'm saying is spiritual. Oh, let me just tell you the truth. Don't think, I know what I'm about to share on Revival, yes, but this one is part of it. Let me tell you. It's part of it. There are people that come into your life and your anointing increases. Your energy increases. There are some people that come in with all kinds of curses and all kinds of negative atmosphere. And 6 months later, you don't even know whether you are possessed or you are not possessed. Apostle, is a Christian possessed? Can he be? Some of you met some people recently and you have been having nightmares for weeks. I'm telling you, the greatest wealth on earth is men. Men. If God wants to bless you, he will not rain money from heaven. If he ever does that once in a while, that's a miracle you call a sign. It's not an economy. He's doing that to pass a message. But truly, anything you pray for, the answer will always come through a man. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And tonight, the things you will hear now, and when in E. Daniels comes up, and the atmosphere many of you will go drunk with, it came from God, but through men. So please treasure the gift of men. Sacrifice to keep relationships. Some of you, after to, now, as I'm talking, from here, you have to start texting that person you are at war with and apologize, even though they wrong you. There are some people you can't, you just say, I'll do without, now lie, you can't do without that person, even if you know you can't do without them. So I'll do it. Are you your village people should not press your button? Please text that person and apologize. There are people you can't push away. Sometimes the devil will make you push some people away the night to their breakthrough. Then somebody will now enter and collect what you labored for. May it not be so for you. If this is all my message, I think I'm doing well. You know, especially here in Abuja where it is by what glitters. Don't be too blind spiritually. Real men don't look like it. I'm telling you. Can I prophesy now? So thank God for Glory Summit. And please, if somebody says by what I'm saying, this is pride. I'm sorry. It's just confidence. But the time will come when we'll come to this Abuja, eh? Some of you here, you'll be grateful you started this move with us. And I'm saying that with all humility. Yeah. Because that season, you know, when God wants to lift you, he just places a weight on your life. It's called glory. An invisible weight. He just puts it. Nobody can see it. But when you come out, it makes everything about you weighty. That's why it's called glory. And that, That time will come. You will see. Everybody. Some people you are even begging. They will now be the ones fighting. Because they are now seeing results. Can we grow up from all those things? Is life about just results and abundance? Can't you love people and work with them? Is there nothing? Destiny, purpose. Are these things not more important? They are more important. My friendship with Minister E. Daniels and Minister Sarah, her husband, Pastor, and all these people, it's not because of who they are now. No. It's because of what I've seen. I've seen a new move that is coming. And I've seen that they have the sound. And I'm connecting myself. So that very soon when he has to stand and play at the inauguration of a U.S. president, I will boldly say he's my friend. Not the people who just walk into your season when you have reason. They just walk in and they want a share of the national cake. Which cake? Where were you? Are you hearing me? Learn to build credible relationships. Even if your friends are few, make sure they are covenant. Learn to be a covenant person when it has to do with friendship. Be covenanted. Ruth said, your people will be my people. Your pain, my pain. Your blessing, my blessing. Your God, my God. Where you die, they will bury me there. That's that. Now, when you carry a relationship like that, God will say, okay, I can bless this person because I know you are not there just for what you will get. May God deliver Nigerians and deliver Africans from this transactional spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. If you love what you've heard, clap for Jesus. Amen. Can we get to the word now? Let me speak briefly on what we will title, Send the Rain. Send the Rain. Send the Rain. It's a charge and it's a prayer. And we are going to cry tonight for a move of God like never before. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of usual church. I'm tired of regular service and things just going the way it is. I'm hungry for God. I'm hungry to see God move again. That's why I started pursuing God. It was not about ministry. No, sir. I sustained. I told you yesterday that my own fire started before campus. Thank God for those of you who went to campus and caught the fire. Me, it was before campus. I want to see the power, the grace, and the glory of God like never before. And we are in need of it in these days. The evil increasing in society tells you that it's either God comes to us like a rain in this season. Otherwise, most of the news you keep hearing online will continue. Every time you watch the news recently, you hardly hear one good news. Doesn't that tell you that there's need for revival? Because if truly God is working in the church, what God is doing here should have spilled over to society, spilled over to our world, and changed the tone of event. Looks like everything we are doing is just trapped within these walls. And God forbid that you and I will remain in this generation and then we'll just keep doing revolution, and we call it revival because everything is just in cycle, enjoying church, and there's nothing wrong with that, but we are just enjoying church and society is becoming darker by the day, and there's no supernatural extraordinary move of God in our time, that God does not begin to walk in a mighty way amongst us, such a way that it turns right now. Anything concerning the church is offensive on social media already. And the people that will fight it are people with Christian names. We are losing people gradually by the day. Something has to be done. Otherwise, we will just keep deceiving ourselves, playing church, and I'm not in for that. If I run a ministry for 6 months that is not affecting the environment, immediate environment, or at least affecting the very life of the people there, I think it's important to hand it over to somebody, shut down, go and be with the Lord. Because in truth, ministry is with the Lord first. Let me tell you, it's not about this place. The work behind is way more than here. And then it goes beyond just working, preparing for one program, to living a life on a daily basis that makes you a channel for the move of God. Because everyday people need God. On the streets, people need God. In your office, there are people dying with sicknesses. All kinds of things happening around you. And you don't need a service every day to be able to meet the spiritual needs of the people around you. The world is getting dark by the day. And if God does not break out sovereignly through the church, I'm telling you that the days ahead will be more evil. I can't even talk about how it affects the economy, how it affects finances. Right now, if you preach a message and you don't prophesy about money, you are in trouble in Nigeria. And the reason is simply because the standard of living is high. Those are things that can be fixed when you have a working government. But if the government is not doing very well, it is actually because the church too has failed. There is a level of dominion that God has given to the last day church. And if we walk in the fullness of that, it will cut across other institutions. Other institutions. There's something about our Christianity that has to be organic. It has to be interpreted in the everyday life of people. Otherwise, we are just another religion. And so I am hungry to see God. And just like rain when it falls in a dry season, imagine staying for many months without rain, drought, the heat. And then imagine that first rain that comes, the relief that comes, even with the gathering of the cloud. That's the kind of move we want to see. That's why the message tonight is a charge. Send the rain. Send the rain. I told you, according to the analogy of water yesterday, that there are four experiences of the release of the Spirit that a believer can walk in. Number one, just for recap before we pray, I spoke about the well experience. The well experience happens at salvation. You know, a well has water springing from the ground. Now, Jesus in John chapter 4 verse 14 told the woman at the well that anyone that drinks from the water that I give him will not thirst again, and from him will be a well springing unto eternal life. When you become born again, you receive the life of God. The Holy Spirit comes to live in you as the life of God. That level is the well experience. That's salvation and all the benefit it brings for you. Isaiah 12:3 says, with water you would draw, you would draw water from the wells of salvation. The wells of salvation means everything that accomplishes your salvation as a believer. Healing, deliverance, sanctification, prosperity, all of those basics. They are basics actually. It is the well experience that enables you to have personal revival. That's the reason why you can be on fire for God, because there is a well. There is a well of the Spirit inside of you that nourishes and enriches you every day. Every time you worship in the presence of God or in a corporate atmosphere like this, that well is springing forth. The water is bubbling out. Every time you pray, that's what happens. Do you know? You know, when they come here and they're telling you to worship God, you think it's for to help the vocalist. No, it's to help you. Because it is in those moments that the water of that well in your spirit begins to come out. And that's when you begin to taste of the benefits of the grace of God that has been given you in Christ Jesus. Imagine a dry well in a compound. And then that's, some people, their life is like that. There's almost no water in the well, because the only time they pray is when they come to church. And even worship, they can spend a whole week without lifting up their hands to God in worship. And so you see that many people are starved even at this first level, the well experience, because that's what you need to stay revived, to be on fire for God, to enjoy intimate fellowship with God and to grow as a believer. Then there is the river experience. The river experience happens at the baptism of the Holy Spirit. What is inside of you now overwhelms you. That's what the baptism of the Holy Spirit means. That what is in you upon salvation overwhelms you, takes you over. And from that time, especially as you speak in tongues, you begin to experience the overflow of the Spirit in your life. That's the dimension that allows you to manifest spiritual gifts. And it's with those gifts you can serve God. That means it is at the river experience that you can walk in ministry. So that song is right, that out of my belly will flow rivers. Good. Now God can minister through you to others, because first there was a well, there was a source of water bubbling up in you, and then it overflows into a river. The difference in a well and a river is the difference in the word spring and stream. Spring means it's coming from the ground. Stream means what is coming out begins to flow. Do you know that when a river flows, it erodes the earth in such a way that you will begin to find the depths of the earth exposed, and then you can find natural resources, mineral resources that are hidden there, even gold. So when the river of God flows through your life from your spirit, do you know that it can expose the giftings of God inside of you? It can also expose the giftings and the graces of God in people. If I call any of these music ministers now and they begin to worship, and then they open us to an atmosphere of an experience that they have with God every day. Many of you will come under that atmosphere. Some will get baptized with the Holy Spirit. Some will begin to weep in the presence of God. Some of you will have giftings activated. Many things will happen to you. Why? Because of somebody's river experience. But remember, it starts from the well. So you need to have the well first before you get to the river. When you stand here, it is the overflow of what you have maintaining with God that continues. And you know, a river will flow more when the drainage, when the pathway is clear for it and when it is sloppy. So the more aligned your life is to the Holy Spirit, the more you get used to His presence every day. When you turn prayer and worship from being a religious exercise to being a lifestyle, like your oxygen. When you wake up on your bed in the morning, what's the first thing that comes out of your mouth? Even if you can't talk, what's the first thought in your mind? Does it give glory to God? David said, "Let my prayer be set before you as an incense, and the lifting of my hands just like the evening sacrifice." Think of such a life. You think you stand and beg for the presence of God to come? No, it's a normal thing with you. Now, when you minister like that, you minister from a place of rest. You will command the presence of God naturally, because it's a river experience. It's flowing. And some of us today, you need that river experience. The river experience guarantees corporate revival. Imagine a church where everybody's well is flowing into a river. Everybody. I'm not saying that church where it's only the music ministers and the prayer people in the prayer department that are there. Then you have Yahoo boys somewhere. You have the businessmen who don't care about God. Say, "We are supporting with our money," but no. Everybody saved. Everybody enjoying the wells of salvation. Enough to burst forth. Imagine a church where the river is flowing from everybody. Give that church 1 year and the community around it will not remain the same. God will begin to arrest prostitutes, arrest runs girls, arrest homosexuals. They will by themselves come to church. I'm telling you a superior way of evangelism. They will by themselves begin to come. We've had people in Maiduguri, where I come from, many times after the service, when I'm seeing people on the line, "How did you, is this your first time?" "Yes." "How did you know about this place?" "Some have told me I saw you in my dreams," and they never met me before. Very easy way of evangelism. God will just begin to convert. All kinds of things will begin to happen. Ministries will begin to spring forth around. People, even people who don't come to the church, will start having encounters. Why? Because it's a church where everybody's well is flowing into a river. But imagine a church where there's not even well, including the pastor. His well is dry. I don't think that light and a smoke machine can replace the glory of God, though. Now, lie. This thing is practical. It will show in the life of people over time. It will show in the territory. All of these things are good, sincerely, but I think we should get the presence first. When we have gotten it, then we can now get all these things to arrange. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The river experience. You know that river flowed in Ezekiel 47 and in Revelation 22. And I want to show you something before we pray. The Bible says that when the river flowed, there were trees by the side. And the Bible says that these trees had fruit, and their fruit was for food, and their leaves were for healing to the nations. Remember in Psalms 1 verse 3, "It shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water." So the trees there were not physical trees, they were human beings. That when the river of the Spirit begins to flow in a generation, flow in a community, flow in a territory, I feel the presence of God very strong. I feel a very strong sensation on my right hand. Something will happen here today. When it begins to flow, those trees are human beings. The Bible says their fruits are for food. Proverbs 18 verse 20. "A man shall be satisfied by the fruit of his mouth." What is the fruit of your mouth? Your words. Hebrews 13:15, by him therefore let us continually offer the sacrifices of praise, that is the fruit of our lips. What is the fruit of your lips? Giving praise to his name. So when he says the fruit will be for food and the leaves will be for healing, the leaves there are your hands. That when you lay your hands on the sick, they come in contact with the presence of God. And when you speak, your words are like Jesus's spirit and life. So it means that your words, your sound, and your presence will communicate life and healing to the nations, to people around you. Let that be somebody's testimony after today. The hotel where I stayed, there was a woman, I saw her, one of the cleaners. And God spoke to me. So I called her yesterday. I said, "Madam, please come." She came to clean the room and all of that. And I asked her, I said, "Are you a Christian?" She said, "Yes." I said, "Okay, God spoke to me about you." She said, "I know, sir." "Sir, how do you know?" I said, "Sir, you're a pastor." I said, "How do you know I'm a pastor?" She says, "Sir, I told my colleagues that this man is a man of God. I didn't pray the night." Hey, bow, 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 bow. Then they say, "Who did this hotel today?" No, I didn't do that. This is the first time I'm wearing suit in almost 2 years. You just pass and go, pass and greet. But there's something about your life that cannot be denied. You're not faking it. It's just part of you. You see, let me tell you something. Don't pray just to carry the presence of God. No, pray to build fellowship with God, and the presence will follow naturally. You will not know what you carry. I've been to places I drank water and kept the remaining, and somebody took it. And I've heard things that happen with that. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Somebody comes to see me one time, and I'm checking out of the hotel. I say, "Go and sleep on the bed like that. Don't change the sheet. Sleep there." And then 1 year later, you hear a testimony. I didn't pray on the bed and say, "Father, anybody that like..." No. In him we live, we move, and we have our being. You carry it everywhere. So that river experience begins to affect men. That's what transforms men. That's what changes men. It's not a good sermon that changes men. That is good. It's not a nice music or worship session, no. But it's the presence component within that song, within that ministration. It is the life that it carries. When the Bible says life, it's talking about the essence of God first, before it talks about the blood in a man. When it says my words are spirit and life, it says my words communicate me. They carry my essence. They carry everything. I am in my words. That's what transforms people. That's what changes people. That's what we need to communicate. That's what guarantees corporate revival. But then I told you yesterday that there is the rain. So we have the well experience, we have the river experience, and then we have the rain. And this is where I begin to round up. The rain. Hosea chapter 6 and verse 1 to 2. The rain. Hakobaria talama. You alone are worthy. You deserve the glory. Jesus, you alone. 'Cause you alone are holy. And you alone are worthy. You deserve the glory. Jesus, you alone. Hosea 6 and verse 1 to 2. I thought that screen was working. Maybe I'll just use my tablet. Say with me, Lord, send the rain. Now let's say it like we are praying. Say, Lord, send the rain. Try it one more time. Lord, send the rain. He said, come and let us return to the Lord, for he has torn. Let's go to verse 3 straight away. He said, let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. He's going forth, he's established as the morning. And as a reward for our pursuing the knowledge of God. Notice he didn't say pursue the power of God. He said pursue the knowledge of God. Let's seek to know God. Not just what we can receive from him. Believe me. There's a way you will know God. You will not even need to ask for those things. I told you yesterday that the job of the Holy Spirit is to help you partner with God in the answers to your prayers. You will move from just asking God and hoping he answers to you being part of the process that brings the answers. How do I know? And the peace of God that passeth all understanding will guard your heart in Christ Jesus. Why? Because you are anxious for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication. So when you pray, because of the Holy Spirit in you and your relationship with God, you will have a sense in your spirit that this thing is done. And in fact, you can begin to know how it will come. Sometimes a name will come. Call this person. Call that person. You heard a testimony yesterday. One of our sisters who kept some money to furnish a house. Now that money was small. Don't think it was a big money. It was a very small money. And I was praying. We're preparing for a program. The Lord said, call her and tell her to give money for fuel. Straight. I don't do that. My people in Maiduguri here, they know. But if God tells me to do anything, I will do. In fact, if God tells me now to start jumping with one leg on this stage, I will do it. And so I called her. Straight to the point. How are you? Fine. Program deal. And I want you to give like this. So if it's for fuel, you know it's not even up to 200,000 or something. Can that furnish a house? She gave that. And in about a month or so later, according to her testimony, she had a well-furnished house. She told me in the email she sent that the things that she saw there, her money would never have bought it. See how you can partner with God in the answers to your prayer. Not only did I know he has answered, he told me how to get it. That's where you should shift to. That's what strengthens your faith. When you come out, you can tell your people, we are going to hold this program and it will happen. And sometimes when God wants, if God wants to supply, most times, it doesn't call many people. Most times. If you are ever on a project and you are trusting God for supply, it can be more than 3 to 5 people if God will call. You are the one that will use your arrangement and now add 15 to them or form committee. And your committee will make you commit sin. You can just be praying and God will just say, call this person. Sometimes it may be a widow with her 2 mites. And those two mites are enough. Because before God, it's not by who get money or who don't get money. Because he said the silver and gold is mine. Do you know the God that you serve at all? It's a privilege when he wants to walk with man to fulfill his will. Are you hearing me? So that's why you must pursue the knowledge of God. And the Bible says the reward is that it will come to us like the rain, like the latter and the former rain on the earth. It will come to us like the rain. The rain is another dimension of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. This one is not like the well that happens personally at salvation. This one is not like the river that happens when you are baptized with the Holy Spirit. No. This one is the rain. This one is the kind of revival and outpouring of the Holy Spirit that affects the society around you. This is the type that brings global societal revival. This one is a manifestation that happens seasonally, because rain does not fall January to December. So you are not talking of a move of the Spirit that is trapped in a human vessel or in your life. No, you are talking of a move of the Spirit that happens according to seasons. Rain. The good thing about rain is that it can fall everywhere. A river has to be around a city or a village. A well has to be in a compound. And it can serve only according to the limitations of its environment. But the rain can fall everywhere. He causes the rain to fall on the just and on the unjust. That's the move of God that affects you and the unbelievers outside. That's the one that the church is experiencing at the same time the old boys over there are experiencing the same. That's the type that when it happens, evil people will start having dreams. And by themselves, they will repent. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The rain. The rain. Like I said, is the manifestation of the Spirit according to God's agenda per time. Now, if God is going to move in a season, please do something to this mic. It just dropped. I just felt the volume drop. If God is going to move in a season, there's something He wants to do. All the miracles and signs and the power distribution, that's not what He wants to do. He has a purpose to achieve. All those things are just the resources to achieve it. But you now see what we focus on. We focus on those things. And we forget that there's always a purpose attached to the move of God. God is not like a native doctor who can summon a spirit and they will just do. You know why Satan, his way seems easy. The reason why the way of Satan seems easy is because Satan is a rebellious spirit. Satan does not care about laws and principles and patterns. He's not obedient. In fact, the only time he cares about law is when he wants to accuse you before God. So he will look for the part of the scriptures where you are, Isaiah, I don't catch him yet. That's the only time he remembers he's a lawyer. Then he goes to God and say, hey! Otherwise, doesn't care. What God has given you, Christ Jesus, is available to you. Yes, Satan said, no, be when you hold him for hand. I will make sure you don't hold it. He's a rebellious spirit. And I don't say that to insult him. That is what he has chosen as his destiny, to be rebellious. That's why the devil can't give you cheaply, because he doesn't care about alignment, about purpose, about pattern. He doesn't care about those things. Satan is not a manager. He's a destroyer, a waster. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When God wants to give you something, there must be his purpose attached to it. You must subscribe to his will. Every divine resource must be backed up or must follow divine will, divine alignment. Satan doesn't care. And because he wants us to live in rebellion like him before God, that's why you can go to him and he gives you cheaply. But God is not like that. God is conscious of patterns. He's careful about principles. He's careful about purpose. You follow him. All this miracle you are seeking, when you are ready to mean business with God, God will say, sit down and learn to pray. Sit down, learn the word of God. Sit down and do this and that. And it will be as if God doesn't want to give you the things you are asking for. But when you follow him, you will understand that there is purpose connected to everything God gives you. In such a way that when he gives you those things, you become a custodian, a steward. You know how to protect it. Just because God gives you the authority to command rain and remove rain does not mean you do it anyhow. No. That's the thing many people don't know. Just because you have the power of God and you can manifest it doesn't mean you manifest it anyhow. You keep manifesting anyhow. You are going to pitch yourself against God because you want to please people. And God will gradually withdraw from you like Saul. That's the problem with King Saul. When Samuel said, why couldn't you wait? He said, I forced myself because of the people. God said, okay, this one you care about people. Be a political leader. Let me look for the one that wants to be a divine leader. God, please, if you must follow God, everything he gives you is connected to purpose. So the next time you ask for something, find out first before you ask, to what purpose is this request? Because that's the secret to quick answers to prayers. So every time that rain dimension, that rain experience comes, is because there's a prophetic agenda.
So God wants to begin a new move. God wants to recover a generation of Gen Z's. What will he do? Then he looks for some young men and women, some of them music ministers, and he begins to come to them in their quiet place of worship and give them new sounds. It may even be in their language, but it will put something on that sound that compels the hearts of different races. So you will see a Swahili person singing Hausa. Huh? You will see somebody from Europe singing Igbo. It's not about the language though. There's something that Elohim put on that person's sound. Now, that person that is releasing song and your songs are going beyond your borders, that's when you need to sit down after thanking God for that breakthrough. Sit down, ask yourself, why are people who don't understand my language singing my songs? What is God trying to do through my life? It may be God wants to introduce the rain. The rain wants to fall. And any farmer that knows rainy season is fast approaching gathers his seed together. Because the rain will be useless when there's no seed in the ground. If rain falls and there's no seed in the ground, something else will grow. It's called weed. It's called grass. You don't chop that one? No. And so that's not going to be the time where you need to adjust your social media and handles. No. For every sound, there is a divine purpose attached. There is a prophetic agenda. God wants to do something. If God wants to move in your territory, how available are you as a prayer warrior, as a music minister, as a preacher? Sometimes God can move you from being a preacher to start singing. Instead of giving you messages, he will be giving you song. Oh yes, sir. That's another side of your life. Oh. And you will have to hold on to that side, because when rain is falling, it falls in the direction of the wind. And remember, the Bible describes the move of the Holy Spirit as the wind. And so if we're asking for that rain, God wants to do something. It is more than healing people. No, sir. It's more than that. We've seen that before. It's more than miracles. We've seen that now. Are you not tired? It's more than calling names and numbers. There has to be a greater purpose to these signs if we truly want them to manifest. There's something God wants to do. God wants to recover a generation. And I'm saying this before we pray now. God wants to recover. Do you notice that the sins of the Western world is gradually smuggled into Nigeria, into Africa? In fact, it has already entered. When you hear of human beings sleeping with animals in this same Nigeria where we are, when you hear of homosexuality, the sins of the West is gradually, the same rebellious spirit that made an entire generation antagonistic against God is already coming here. Now, when you organize a program, you have to make sure people feed. I was talking to somebody in the U.S. They did a concert. It was your friend, sir, Mr. Goke. And they did a concert. And they showed me the video after the concert. I saw them eating rice. I said, rice after concert? I said, yes. So, say if you want to organize concert for here, you must cook. I say, for America. I say, go and thank that man. You need to rice and chicken, very plenty. It's already coming here now. Very soon. You do program, people say, where rice day? They're already saying it. Okay, for Yeba. Huh? Are you seeing why we need the rain? Are you seeing why we need the rain? When we are talking about people coming and then laying before God and an outpouring of the Holy Ghost and the move of God like never before that will bring men to their knees. Someone is talking about rice. God has been reduced to physical gains. Are we not tired of pursuing that kind of life? The money way they pursue, you don't get them. And let me tell you, the only thing you pursue in this life and really get it is God. If you pursue money, you may never get it. In fact, the people who get the money don't really pursue it. They pursue value. Money comes to them. I watched an interview of Dangote recently. And he said he has gone past making doing business to make money. He's doing business to leave a legacy. And I asked myself, when last did I hear a believing businessman make that statement? You know, there are statements you hear unbelievers make and you say, Kai. For instance, Davido, we rise by lifting others. Your wish is a music minister said that. You wish a music minister said that, Abi, but it's another person there. And maybe that's why Jesus said that in the last day, some will come from afar and sit on the seats of the kingdom, and then those of the kingdom will be outside. It had to take a Muslim to say that. If we don't abandon this need-driven life and make God our need and our obsession, we'll just keep going around in cycles. And me, I'm tired of cycle. I'm tired of that life. It's either I get God or not. I'm tired. I hate to waste my time and my life. If I'm pursuing God, let me pursue God. If I'm pursuing money, leave God and go and pursue money. Don't try to use God to get money. That's what many people are doing. And remember, hellfire is real. Hello, before we pray, let me just punctuate that one. I know maybe in Abuja they don't preach about heaven and hell. Hellfire is real. Did you read that scripture that Jesus said, "Depart from me, I know you not"? What did those people tell him? They say, "We casted out demons in your name. We healed the sick in your name. We did signs and wonders in your name." Yet Jesus will say, "I know you not." Have you thought about that? That last day, things go shele. Things go shele. One thing me, I know I will not go to hell. I know it. I know I will not go to hell. I'm telling you. I know it. Because rather than the ministry carry me to hell, I'd rather lose it and go to heaven. I will not go to hell. You know, think about that. It's the same God that told Jeremiah, "Before you were formed, I knew you." The same God is saying in Matthew chapter 7, "I know you not." What's the meaning? What's the connection between the two? Let's connect this and then we'll pray. Look at this. That knowing in Jeremiah is the knowledge according to purpose. God's purpose for you. But you can choose to live a version of life totally away from that purpose of God. And you will keep drifting away till a time comes when God looks at you and he doesn't know you. Not because he's not all knowing. That's not the meaning of "I don't know you." But because this version of you is not captured in my plan. I gave you gifts. You have become another thing with your gifts. I gave you fame. You have used it to do another thing. I gave you an anointing. Now you are attracting followers online. I gave you a ministry gift. Now they must pay $50,000 to have you. I know you not. I know they don't preach this one to you, so hear it now, because it's the true gospel. Believe me. Because all these games we are playing in church, I don't know where we are going to. And as we are playing games, bandits. Hello? Where was the last time you traveled? You had to plead the blood of God and blood of Jesus and even the Holy Ghost. If you get blood, give me the blood. It was a thing in the Northeast before, but now it's everywhere, even in Lekki. And we are still playing church. Nigeria is sinking. We are playing church. You've not had a member that was kidnapped before. Maybe that's why you don't know how it feels. Say with me, "Lord, send the rain." Lord, send the rain. Turn that to a prayer right now. The rain is the move of the Spirit. The rain is the move of the Spirit. You need to hear the sound of the abundance of rain. If you are expecting the rain of his presence, if you are expecting the rain of his blessing, the rain of his favor in a dry land and in a dry season, then you must have the ears that can hear the sound. Lord, send the rain over your life, over your church. Some of you are interceding for your church now. Some of you are interceding for your prayer group online. You are interceding for your music ministry online. Lord, send the rain. 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 Halabakarusko telebaraha Messiah. Let it rain again. Let it rain again. It is raining all over me. I can feel it. The latter rain right on Jesus. We need more rain until we are wet and we are soaked with the latter rain. Come on, lift up your voice and pray. It is raining all over us, and we can feel it. The lathering and ride on Jesus. We need more rain until we are wet and we are soaked with the lathering. Elijah told the king, he said, get thee up hence on your chariot, eat and drink. He said, for I hear in my ears. Hallelujah. Please give us that scripture. 1 Kings 18:42. Do you have Message Bible? I want to show you something before I call up Minister E. Daniels. I saw it just this afternoon. Do you have Message Bible? Is somebody answering me there? Huh? You don't have it? Okay. Huh? 1 Kings 18:42. I saw something very powerful there. Alama. Send the rain, O God. Somebody, your ministry, what it needs now is rain. There's dryness completely. The dryness even of the territory is about to snuff out the last life. But God is sending rain again to somebody. There are a couple of us that the rain is coming on your finances. You've done that. You have done that. You know, rain is the sovereign act of God. When God sends rain, it means God himself. Maybe all man-made solutions have failed. Then God sends rain. It's a sovereign intervention. A sovereign move of God that doesn't respect protocol. It breaks protocol. It doesn't respect principles and laws. It's God sovereignly intervening. Send the rain. If God is sending the rain on your finances, because you have done everything and nothing is working. Look at this. 1 Kings 18:41. Then Elijah said to Ahab, go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain. Message Bible says, up on your feet, eat and drink, celebrate. Rain is on the way. I hear it coming. That's what caught my attention. I hear it coming. Do you hear the rain coming? Can you hear the sound? Do you know that sometimes to hear in the spirit, there may not be anything physically that shows rain is coming. But rain is coming again on somebody. Rain is coming on your ministry again. It's coming on your territory again. It's coming on Nigeria again. It's coming on Africa again. You hear me? This insecurity situation, it won't last long. God is about to intervene. Yeah, this is not promise and fail. No. This is coming from the place of intercession in this darkness. But the thing is that it will be God that will move sovereignly. It will not be a human being that will champion it. That's why if I must advise you for next year's election, up until January this year, for some of you who have been around me, I've been saying it in whispers. Up until January this year, based on what I saw in the spirit, nothing changed. I'm sorry. As a human being, as a leader, as a spiritual leader, I can speak for Nigerians, yes. But as a prophet, I don't speak for Nigerians. I don't speak for Nigeria. I speak for God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Up until January this year, I didn't see that anything changed by ballot box. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because it can be systemic. They can systematize it. And I'm not saying that don't exercise your franchise. I'm just saying that it's going to be a combination of box and knees. Nigeria needs intercession now than never before. Let me tell you, it's dark, but rain is about to come. Zechariah 10 verse 1 says, ask the Lord for rain. Ask there means pray, pray. The next 6 months, if the Nigerian church is serious, we need to pray. We need to intercede. We need to come to a point where we need to have prayer services every week. Because the troubles are increasing. I follow the news. I'm telling you the truth. I follow what's happening as I pray. We need to pray for that rain to come. It will not be a human being. The problem with us, if we are thinking a human being, no. Yeah, God can use people, but right now, God is going to be... When a system has been made crooked, only El Shaddai can make the crooked way straight. I'm talking in parables. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When a system has been made crooked, that means whatever it will bring will be crooked. He said, I will go before you and make the crooked way straight. Can we take 1 minute to pray for Nigeria before my friend comes up? Lord, send your rain upon Nigeria. Please pray for 1 minute. Hold your neighbor's hand. Just pray for 1 minute. Pray for Nigeria. Pray for your territory. Pray for your city. Send the rain. Send the rain. Send the rain. Please pray. Lord, send the rain like Elijah. And even tonight, God will send that rain in this place. It's more than just a well, more than a river. It's going to be the rain. It's going to be the rain. Lord, send. Can you pray? Pray for one more minute. Lord, send the rain of revival, the rain of your spirit. He said, I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon dry ground. Send the rain, send the rain, send the rain. Come on, pray for 30 seconds. Send the rain, send the rain of blessing, the rain of favor, the rain of the Spirit.
If you've been blessed or inspired by this message, you can connect with us by liking our Facebook page and subscribing to our YouTube channel at Sons of Glory Network International.